Welcome to the Healing Journeys Today podcast. Today we've got an amazing message of hope and healing just for you. God's word never returns to him void, so let this message sink deep into your heart so that you can walk out your complete healing journey today.
Hey guys, welcome. We're so glad you're here. Today we're talking about repeating patterns. I like the repeating patterns thing because patterns are something that you have to willingly fall into, and you have to willingly pull yourself out.
Okay, so we could talk about the pattern of gifts.
Valentine's Day, right? No, did you get someone to Valentine's
Day? No.
You're not into Valentine's
Day. I'm not, but the other ladies might be.
They might be. Yeah. But I mean, that's why I'm surprised sitting here talking.
You are so lucky that I'm not.
Really? Why? Okay, I would kind of like it. You just don't. Here's the thing. She doesn't like flowers.
Well, no, that's not true. It's not that I don't like flowers. I don't like getting flowers when somebody is trying to make up to you.
That's what it comes down to? I thought you just didn't like flowers.
No, but she, why did I not like flowers?
You said they were a waste of money.
Back in 2008 did I not like flowers?
Because you couldn't smell the flowers.
Because I couldn't smell them?
Didn't want to smell them. 2008.
Yes, when I got sick.
I said you couldn't stand the smell.
Well, that's what I wanted to do. It's not like I couldn't smell them. Like I couldn't smell.
Okay.
I didn't.
I guess what I meant was you could not willingly smell the flowers because they would bother you.
They would make me sick. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So
you guys are finding all this out at the same time I am.
That is not true.
But anyway, she didn't like flowers. She does not eat candy.
And I couldn't wear perfume for so long.
Yeah, but
because of that too. So you couldn't buy me perfume either.
We've been married 30 years. 2008 was only,
I know.
Well, okay. 14 years ago, so which I can't believe.
What I'm trying to say is this, that I think that Valentine's Day in a marriage should be every day.
Wow, that's romantic right there. See,
why do we have
it
to,
is every is, day.
Yeah, why do we have to let Hallmark tell us what day that we need to honor our Valentine?
You got to admit, though, Hallmark was pretty smart.
They were very
taking
smart
over the day.
Okay, just my opinion. Girls, I'm sure you love flowers.
Are you really talking about Valentine's Day this much? You're going to go into Valentine's Day
well,
right now.
Yes and no.
I don't think it fits.
Well, because
today,
repeating patterns could be, is this something that you do just because you want to make the person feel good?
Well, that's exactly.
Or do you really just want to give them flowers?
I was thinking about repeating patterns because we know a lot of individuals, ourselves included, that had we not gotten a relationship with Jesus, we'd have been repeating the same patterns over and over again.
We have to admit, there are people that do know Jesus and still have repeating patterns.
Yeah.
You know, in the way that you handle a marriage, right? I'm not saying that like, hint, it's Butch. You don't have any bad patterns. Really, you don't.
Jessica here says, hi, I'm getting out of a pattern of disease, not the heritage of the servants of the Lord. Bless you guys. You're right, Jessica. You are not in a pattern of disease because the servants of the Lord are not in that pattern. But how many of us have grown up in houses, homes, families, where it seems like there's always a pattern of chaos?
Alcoholism,
destruction.
Drugs.
Exactly. Or especially if you're married to someone who seems to have the same patterns repeating over and over. Or if you see like, everyone in my family gets divorced. Everyone in my family, you know, does this or this or this. Why don't we be the ones to start a brand new set of patterns? Like, we're not going to do this, or we're going to take that bold step and go out in a direction no one else in our family ever has done. Why don't we be those people, right?
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to encourage you. Now back to Valentine's Day. So if I was going to get her, you know, I love those boxes of See's candy. I really do. Those are really cool. Cause you open up the box and it's got all the different, like, you know, decorations on the candy and everything. They're really cool. She doesn't like those though. I can't get those for her.
Sweetie, you can get them for you.
I know, but a big box of candy for myself.
Well, that's true. That would be kind of weird. But
so I do get those boxes at Christmas, though. People say
this is a shocker. I am not in black. I'm in black and white, but I'm not in all black. This is interesting.
And I'm in a black short sleeve shirt because if you're not in California, I feel bad for you today just because of the weather. The weather has been gorgeous the last like 4 days. It's been unbelievable out here.
Oh,
I hate to tell you, it was 86 degrees.
I know, and it's like 75 at night, but it's amazing.
It's actually been very beautiful. So, if you're in snow and freezing right now, I am definitely praying for you. I know that I've been there myself on occasion, but California has been beautiful. But these repeating patterns. Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to add because Debbie just said they made you sneeze. No, they made me have terrible headaches. Mm. Any kind of perfume smell or anything like that, our kids always were so bummed.
That's when you were sick.
Yeah, when I was sick. Our kids were always so bummed because, you know, during that middle school year, mm-hmm. when all the kids are like wearing all that perfume from Bath and Body Works, and I'm like, oh no, you cannot spray that. They couldn't even paint their fingernails. Well,
we had two little girls who wanted to do that stuff.
And but I couldn't.
Right, but here's what I'm very excited about. That sickness that happened to you was a one-time thing, and it's over and it's gone and it's done, and we have authority. We know exactly how we walk. Luke 10:19 says we have the power to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall the enemy hurt us, nothing. So that sickness, had we not been careful, had we not realized where our help comes from, which is from the Lord, had we not realized that, that pattern may have repeated with our girls, because they would have seen, oh, sickness is how adults act, and they would have repeated that pattern as well. Maybe I, as the husband, would have gotten into a pattern of, I don't know, resentment or anger, or I might have gotten into a pattern of sickness myself. That's not something we chose to get into.
Actually, I want to add this.
Is what Tyler said. You have a comment? Tyler said, you should get Butch a sketchbook, just an idea. Tyler!
What a great idea. Tyler is an artist, so he knows what another artist
is. And I want to say this too. A lot of you are here every week. I know you are. But Tyler, I know for a fact, is always here.
He's usually the first one up.
And he's our pal.
But see, now that's a love language. Butch loves to draw, so giving him a sketch pad. See, but it's not fair now because now he draws on the iPad. And
I do. Well, no, I love it.
You just got an iPad. So
I love a great sketch pad. In fact, I was going to go get, I forgot today at lunch, I was going to go to Michael's to get some sketch pads because there's a certain paper that I like. It's called Bristol Board and it's very smooth and it really takes an ink pen really, really well. I love that paper and it's very satisfying. And every artist out there knows it's very tactile, you know, the different papers. Some papers suck up the ink.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Problems I've never experienced.
But anyway, I didn't get my sketch pad today, but that is a pattern. I do love to draw. But one thing we have to do as a couple is we have to set good patterns for ourselves. There's bad patterns and there's good ones. And what kind of patterns are you setting in your marriage, in your life, in your relationship today? Do you have a pattern where you wake up in the morning and read your Bible? Or do you read your Bible at night? Do you spend any time with the Lord at all during the day?
Well, and do you have a pattern of maybe waking up and being miserable or being sad or being like, oh my God, what is this day going to bring? You know, there are people that are facing a lot of
challenges.
Big time challenges.
Huge, and we understand that.
Yeah. And so what is it like when you are going to open up your eyes and you know that the next morning is coming and you've got to make a decision or you've got to deal with something that you don't want to deal with? You're like laying there going, please just be 3 o'clock in the morning. Please don't be 5 o'clock, you know? And then it's getting later and later. Like, I got to start this day. I know, trust me, I don't know to what everybody else is feeling, but working that into what we're talking about today about repeating patterns is, if this is something that you're feeling and there's nothing pressing you, like if you just wake up and you're depressed every day, that's a pattern that you definitely want to destroy. You do not want to keep replicating itself. You want to destroy that so that you don't keep repeating the same thing over and over, because believe me, that is dangerous and it is very destructive.
Would you say there are people that they say they want to get out of the pattern, but for some reason either are so used to the pattern that they don't know how to get out of it?
Yeah, I believe that totally. Like, honestly, sometimes, like, there's no, you know, like when you're being raised and there's no lesson on how to break those patterns. I mean, if you're not in the Word of God and you don't have an understanding of who you are in Christ, and I didn't for years, and every day I'm learning something new. Like every day I'm coming into a revelation of the Lord in all different ways. Mm-hmm. And imagine if you don't have any of that revelation and your only revelation is what the world has to offer. Anything that the world has to offer is not what we go by. I mean, it's based on human fact. And I'm going to go based on God fact.
But, you know, going back to these patterns that we've been talking about, guys, you know, what's really cool is I watch Julianne all the time and her pattern never varies. It is Jesus in the morning, rain or shine. It's like that is what she does. And that's what
you do too.
I do, but not to the extent that you do, where it's like you're up there for like an hour and a half, 2 hours. I've been trying to go for 2 hours in the morning. I get up.
God, I wish I could go longer because
I know.
Man, today I was like,
I get up around 5:15, And then I go for like about an hour and 45. And, you know, it's a little bit of study, a little bit of writing, a little bit of prayer. And it's just a nice quiet time.
It's a combination.
No, for me, that's what I do. It's a nice quiet time for me. No one's up in the house. It's what I love. It's just great. And I never thought I'd be into something like that. And that's a pattern I've set for myself, though. And I love it. And I really, really enjoy it. And so, but that's really worked for me. What works for you? What sort of pattern can you get rid of today?
That's not a good one. You can create really good patterns.
That's what I meant. I meant get rid of the bad ones. And what kind of patterns as a couple can you be setting down for yourselves now? Like, okay, we always spend this time together, always do this together. See, Julian and I always go, we don't have date nights because we always are working together all day long. We see each other 24/7. People say, don't you guys want to go out and do something? It's like, well, we would, but we work then too.
Susan, someone said they go hiking together.
Susan says she goes hiking together. Hey, and we met your husband Ralph the other day, Susan. That was great meeting him. What a great guy.
Yeah.
Who does he look? He looks like someone that I know, her husband Ralph. I'll have to think about it. But when I met him the other day,
he looked familiar when he walked up. I'm like, I think I know him, but
like an actor or something.
Yeah.
Or someone. Anyway, but it was great to meet him and great to see you last week, Susie, too. Hey, so let me ask you guys a question. Is it hard for you to imagine getting out of a pattern that you've been following? You know, we're going to talk about this at our Bible study tonight, something that I ran across. I was listening to some stuff today. You know, when Moses put the serpent on the pole in the Old Testament, all these people are getting bit by snakes. And instead of Moses asking God to just zap the snakes away, right, or to he has Moses put a serpent on a pole. They had to put the pole.
Right.
And what happened when they looked at the serpent?
They got healed.
They got healed. Because what that shows is when you look at what you're afraid of, it will suddenly have no power over you anymore. When you
face
what you're afraid of, it won't have any power over
That's
you
really
anymore.
Good.
And so I thought, man, that is an awesome revelation that I got. So think about that. You face what you're afraid of, and it will no longer have power over you. Like when you were a little kid, you were probably scared of the dark. Maybe you're scared of the dark now. Trust me, I don't love the dark. A lot of people don't. But I can handle it way better than when I was like 5 or 10 or even 15, right? But you face that.
I'm afraid of the dark.
I'm not afraid of the dark. But I mean, like, you know, I don't like going into like a dark room, not knowing where I'm going.
That's
I don't think there's anybody in there or anything like that. But what if there are?
I don't know.
There is somebody in there. I have a very vivid imagination.
But you have authority over whatever it is in there.
You do. But my point is, you need to face those fears. What if it's a fear of heights? A lot of people have a fear of heights. And go to this one skyscraper in LA where they have a glass floor. It's like on the 80th floor, I think. And you stand on this glass floor looking down at the city below you. I mean, try that one out if you're afraid of heights, you know. But you can conquer those fears by changing the pattern that you are currently living in. I encourage you to find good patterns for yourself.
Okay. And you know what? So we're always about helping people grow, right? And in this, especially with this broadcast, yes, it's great if you're married because we're talking about marriage.
Real quick, Juanita says, you look amazing. It's the lighting. Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Juanita. So keep going, sorry.
But it's a, you know, we're talking about marriage and stuff, but this is for anybody. So please don't feel like, well, I'm not married, so this doesn't apply to me, because it applies to everybody. But because it's our own individual walk with the Lord. It's our own individual relationship with the Lord, but it's then it's ours together. So, but still I have to have a relationship with the Lord separately, but without Butch. And Butch has to have a relationship with the Lord without me. And then we come together and our relationship is also brought in together by the Lord as well. Amen. And so we base our relationship off of that because, man, if we didn't, we would not be sitting here right now. Maybe there'd be another woman sitting right here, or there'd be another man over here.
I wonder who that would be.
Yeah, I don't know. Just think about that all those years ago. But anyway, the bottom line is this. So whether you're single, you're married, you're divorced, you're engaged, or you're just, you know, you're widowed or whatever it might be, there's always room for us to grow in everything that we do. Come on, right? So like, I like to grow. I like to change up my schedule so that I can grow, so that I can, you know, like, for instance, let's say just getting up earlier in the morning, right? So there might be more opportunities because you've gotten up at 6 a.m. as opposed to 8 a.m. And you might find that, you know what, I really do love having more time before the day starts in the morning to just kind of reflect on what the day is going to be, have time with the Lord. That's number one. You cannot start your day without him. And then from there, you know, I don't know, maybe things change in your day. Things change in your life. But it's always good to make a change because it makes you be like, it makes you get like, wake up and be more aware because it's not a routine. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like when something has been a routine, we don't think about it much. But when somebody stops that routine and does something different, all of a sudden now you got to be thinking about it because you're not used to it and it's not just by rote.
Amen. You know, going back to patterns and families, there's a lot of stuff in the family I grew up in. There's a lot of patterns that repeat over and over. And it seems like people just can't get out of them sometimes. And I sometimes wish they would. And it can be challenging if everyone around you, as you grow up, is in a certain way of life, you either, it's more comfortable to repeat that way of life and you won't rock the boat basically. But if you want to suddenly rock the boat and say, look, I'm not living that way. I'm going to follow the Lord and I'm going to follow the dream he set before me. And it doesn't really involve this way of life. Can you imagine saying that? And how would those around you react to that? And maybe they won't react so well. And because, you know, I usually when you have a success means they think they have a failure. They will look at your success as their failure. They'll look at it as a condemnation on them. You know what I mean? And that's a tricky one for people, too. That sometimes makes us afraid to want to step out because we don't want to rock the boat.
Yeah, well. That's not true in our life, but I'm sure that can happen.
It can happen. Yeah.
But I also want to say that it doesn't necessarily have to be that you're in a bad pattern. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a bad pattern. What if it's just a pattern where that you're like, and that's what I love about New Year's, because we usually give ourselves, okay, it's a new year. I'm going to try something new. So when you try something new for a while, like for instance, our daughter's doing this thing called 75 Hard.
Now that
it's a lifestyle change.
It's a workout program.
Well, it's that, and it's a lifestyle program because you work out twice a day for 75 days.
Now stop right there. You work out twice a day.
Yeah.
For 75 days. 75 days is 2.5 months.
Right. And you read a book during, or however many books, but you read books during that time.
You have to read a book every day. Yeah. Not a whole entire book, but you have to be reading a book.
Yeah, maybe in 75 days you'll get it read.
Yeah.
And then you have to change your diet. And I think there's
one of the workouts has to be outside.
Yeah. There's a couple other things I don't really remember right now. But what I'm saying is that what's really cool about that is that, you know, for someone that maybe had no schedule for working out, well, now you have to work out twice a day, every day. You don't take the weekends off. So now you're creating new patterns. You're creating new schedules in your own head.
Yeah.
And it really does, like, it makes you more alert because you're not used to it. Now your flesh might be going, oh my God, I don't want to do this anymore. I get it. Your attitude might be like, ugh, who wants to do this workout twice a day? And one of them has to be outside, the other one's inside. You know, you might live in Montana and I don't know what you would do for your outdoor workout. But what I'm saying is that the pattern doesn't always necessarily be bad, but it might be just something that you want to change to like kind of wake yourself up a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. And guys, listen, you can try it. If you hate it, you go back to whatever it is. I just say this, try it. You can return to whatever misery you were in because you're real comfortable there if that's what you want. But we're here on this channel right now, and you're here because you want to hear a way to hopefully enhance the way you're living it. We want to help you do that too. Are we perfect? Absolutely.
Oh, God, no.
But we've done a lot of things that have enhanced our lives. And for example, we just got into in the last 6 months working out every Monday night. We have a trainer come and work us out.
Yeah.
And this is, I know I'm 57. Julianne is not 57. but we do a workout and he's like, and this is him talking. He says, you guys work out harder and better than the clients I have that are 37 or 4 or 27. And it's like, I just thank God for that because she's kept me in shape all these years. Because I knew that as a younger man, when I started getting all these blessings from the Lord, like I got my own show on Nickelodeon and I got this other show and I started getting a lot of responsibility, I knew I had to be in good shape if I was going to work on all these shows all the time.
Of course. Because
I didn't want to ruin what God had given me. I'd seen too many things on TV where, you know, an actor or a personality had gotten all these great things and then they messed up because they didn't take care of themselves. And so we want to make sure you guys are taking care of yourselves. And that involves starting with identifying the patterns in your life that are bad, and then making the effort to change them.
Well, and then also I want to bring in the marriage thing. So patterns in your marriage, because believe me, you can call those ruts as well.
Real quick.
Get into ruts.
Before, okay, remember, marriage ruts. Juanita says she does prayer 5 to 5:30.
Awesome.
She reads her Bible 5:30 to 6, gets ready for work 6:15. Or 6, 7, 15, work by 7:30. Look at that, Juanita.
That is one determined woman. That's a disciplined woman. Look at that.
And she's only 28.
I know. It's so weird.
She's so young.
But getting into
some... She looks
some,
28, though.
She does. Getting into ruts in your relationship. Now, what would you consider that? You guys can throw some ideas out there.
Oh, yeah, that's it. What is a rut in a relationship? How can it form, and what does it look like to you?
Yeah, that would be whatever it is that, like, you guys are in a rut, you don't... And, you know what? The only way to get out of it is if you both can sit down and just go, okay, let's face it. We are in a rut. Like we're not really doing anything. We're just kind of sitting around. We're just existing. Like, I really want more. And the other person says, yeah, you know, you're right. I think there's more to our relationship than what we're doing. But this is something, and I know that some people, and I'm not just saying guys, I would normally say guys, but I know there's girls too, that don't like those conversations, like, ugh, hate those conversations. But they're really important. That's how you keep your marriage fresh. That's how you keep it exciting. You talk, you communicate. Communicating is the most important thing you do in your relationship. So I want you to identify some of those ruts, even if you're not married. Identify some of the things, like, you know what? I used to get home from work and I would go work out and I'd feel so great. And then I'd come home and make my dinner, whatever. Well, I stopped doing that about 6 months ago and I just feel, I don't feel really good, right? So, or, you know, it's something else. I'm just using that as an example. Or in a relationship, it is, you know, we just kind of got lazy. We don't really talk much. Mm. We just talk surface stuff. Mm-hmm. We don't talk, you know, intimately. We don't, we don't like laugh together anymore. Like, those are some of those things.
Should we do some intimate talk right now in front of the audience?
No, I'm telling you, we're in a rut. No, I'm kidding.
Hey, I want to, Lojo, I love that name. This is such an eye-opening topic, and I see how my patterns have changed to seek a closer relationship with Jesus. I do get up early for time with the Lord. Wow, good for you, kiddo.
That is great.
That's great.
That'll be the best time spent in your day.
You know why we say early? You can do time with the Lord any time of the day. He doesn't care. There's no thing in the Bible that says it's got to be a certain time. I just like doing it first thing in the morning because it is the start of the day. You know, you really set the tone for your whole day by how you start your day.
Yes.
You really, truly do. Think about that. How do you start your day every day? Do you start it with joy and thanksgiving? With praise and worshiping the Lord? Or you start it with anger and rage and frustration and fear at what you're about to face during the day? And that can change in a minute if you know how to change it.
Well, you know, it's like giving your first fruits of your income. Mm-hmm. I believe giving your first fruits of your day is just as important as that, because you are honoring the Lord first. And
Hallelujah.
That's what you're doing with your tithe, right?
I agree.
So you're honoring the Lord in your day. And let me tell you something. Do you know when I haven't gone on my walk? I mean, can you tell?
Hey, guess who can tell? I can tell.
Yeah. When my kids were little, they used to go, I don't think mommy took a walk today, you know?
And those, and she always comes back. That's the problem.
Yes. But that is something that the Lord told me to start doing back in 2009.
Don't break the computer.
I know. Back in 2009. And so I've been walking ever since. And it is a life changer.
And we live in a beautiful area where the walking is awesome. And so it really does help to.
Well, I want to bring up Nicole here because she's very honest and she's right.
She says, Nicole Griffin, rut, scrolling social media after the kids go to sleep. Such a bad habit that gets me nowhere, but needed this to realize I was doing that. Well,
that
good
is
for you,
so
Nicole.
Good, Nicole.
Good,
and it's so true. And I hate, you know, it's
this is social media right here. Oh, what's happening?
Yeah, I know. But see, I think she means just looking at other people's lives on Instagram, you know, or TikTok or something, or Facebook. These phones here are a problem because, I mean,
they can also be very powerful.
I know. But if you're sitting there and you're scrolling and you're just vegging, like, in your bed or on the couch, and you're looking at everybody else's life, meanwhile your life isn't going anywhere or it's not in the place you want it to be, wow, what a waste of time. And I have to say that to myself all the time. What are you doing? Whose life are you looking at that is so interesting that you want to give up your time with your husband, that you want to give up that time with your kids. I have to put that kind of a stake in it for myself, or I would, you know, just be running amok watching other people's life.
Yeah. You know, one thing Julianne and I do all the time is we travel a lot. What's interesting, we started traveling for business about 4 years ago, didn't intend to, but just started going, well, God's got us going over here and God's got us going over here. You know, I'd worked in Hollywood for so long with a certain group of people, certain, you know, types of people. And then it was like, God wanted us to go meet this whole other realm of people that weren't in Hollywood at all, but they were in other forms of business. And so we started establishing relationships in those areas as well. So that was a new pattern we had to get into, was traveling the country.
Right. And then
meeting all these amazing people. And
like-minded, but not in the same industry. And it's been really fun because really only know one industry. We know entertainment. That's all we know.
But the cool part is a lot of these people that we've met have shown us their patterns. Like I went on this men's retreat about 4 months ago at this awesome ranch in Texas. It was so great. And these guys, I knew these guys, like 40 guys. It was so cool. And everybody got up super early in the morning around the campfire. It was on a ranch, so we're having cowboy coffee.
That's so great.
And one guy, a dear friend of mine, got up and he had this big old journal, and he gets up and he writes to his family every day in his journal.
What?
He writes notes.
You didn't tell me this.
Yeah, I forgot to. But when I tell you who it is, you'll be even more blown away. But I go, that is amazing, because he just writes little notes to his family, and he got this whole big thick book. And I went, okay.
Have you started doing that?
I was like, I got to start doing that.
Have you done it?
Well, actually, what I started doing.
No, it's a yes or no.
I didn't start doing that, no. But I did start getting up earlier, because I said, I need to have more time with God in the morning so I can do that. But I haven't started doing that yet. But I thought that is something so cool.
Do you realize? No, come on, sweetie. We need to do that because, you know, it's like right now, my mom, she's 83 years old, and she'll be 84 actually in August. And, you know, she's getting older, and I would, you know, things are different when your parents get older. I know that some of us have already walked through that. But it's like I save all her cards that she's ever given me. And when I read her cards that she has written in, you know, it just brings back so many memories. It's so awesome because I've kept so many of them throughout the years. And I was like the first one in our family to travel outside the country, except for Canada. Mm-hmm. My mom had been to Canada. But I was the first one to ever travel outside. And I'd gone to Italy. And so the note that she wrote me in this card was awesome. And so just to have that. So I can't even imagine what it would have been like. We could start now, though, but you really could.
No, we couldn't. Started. And trust me, it happened in October. And I went, I've got to do this. Then I forgot. And then I was like, I've seen this individual several times since and going, that was the coolest thing. I've got to do that. I'm not even talking writing a whole book to the people.
No.
Just like sit down one day and just write a note to your daughter, write a note to your son, write a note to your husband.
Well, I'm glad we only have two daughters, because that would, if we had like six kids.
Just imagine.
Yeah.
You know.
We wouldn't be able to write all those letters.
My problem is if I start writing, I'm going to want to write a lot. I'm gonna have to condense it and just make it. I need to find a pattern that fits me.
That is really cool, though. I do like that, and I actually want to start doing that. I think that would be great. And again, when
I thought this guy was cool before, but I'm like, you got even cooler.
But when we lose family members, you know, like our parents and stuff, as they get older, you know, it's like, man, that would be so great. Well, I'm really glad that we discovered this on live
broadcast.
So, and that can also go to sending little notes to your spouse, little love letters, whether they are, you know, just a couple sentences or a paragraph, or maybe you write them a letter once a month or something like that. But, you know,
that's something I haven't been very good at. I do draw you pictures, though.
No, you do.
I do draw you things.
Yes, you do. But I don't. So it would be great to write something.
Draw me a picture.
Oh, you would laugh at me.
I wouldn't laugh at you.
Oh, my God. Yes.
My God, you know what that would mean to me?
You're not, that is not true. I have tried to draw things. You know what he says? What is it, sweetie?
Well, I'm just like, I want to be supportive. What is that? What exactly is
He's
that?
He's like, wait, I'm sorry. What
Look,
is
it's
that?
Really a problem when I draw something and no one can tell what it is. I'm the one who's supposed to be able to do that kind of thing.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny.
Anyway, guys, listen, find the patterns in your life that need to be adjusted. Yep. It's completely up to you. It's
not even up to God.
No.
It's up to you.
People ask that too. They go, God, when are you going to do this? Like God's going, when are you going to do this? I gave you a brain. I gave you a healthy body. I gave you all these opportunities. When are you going to do this? Because if God did it for us, we'd all be marionettes on strings. We'd be puppets. And that's not what we are. God gave us all a free will. And he gave us dominion over this earth. And he gave you complete 100% control over your own life. Now, granted, there are situations where some people don't have control over their life. But for the most part, everyone, at least watching here, I would assume has control over their life. So we want you guys to find the best place for your life to be. We have control
over our day with our attitude.
Oh, boy. Absolutely.
That's the main thing. Absolutely. So you may not, you know, you may be in a hospital or something and you feel like, well, I don't really have control because everybody here is actually controlling. But you have control over your attitude. And so we have to remind ourselves all the time, wait, this is my responsibility. My attitude right now is my responsibility, no matter what the day looks like. And let me tell you something, having a Bible study, having a church on Sundays at the park, running a few businesses that we do.
We also have an online healing platform. Yeah, well, I don't know a lot of other people that have one.
We're on it right now. I know. But with all the things that we do, we have a lot of opportunity to get disappointed with some things and to feel like, you know, nothing is working out or whatever it is, but God always works it out. That's why it's so great actually to write those notes, because you might be writing in there something that you had victory over that you might've forgotten, right? Then you go back later on and you see, oh, wait a minute. Now I've already had victory over something like this before. Is God just going to leave me hanging? No, he never does. He never leaves you or forsakes you.
Juanita says, exercise and diet, very difficult for me. Too tired when I get home from work. So Juanita, you don't exercise at night. You exercise in the morning.
I know what she's going to say, but I get up already at 5.
I know. Well, here's what you do. You read your Bible. You do all your stuff. Then you do 20 minutes. You take a walk around the block for 20 minutes outside. Or if it's too cold, you get on, you do some, I don't know, what would you do in Juanita's house? What would you do? Walk up your stairs.
There you
go.
Up and
down, you have those.
Just one time makes me out of breath.
You have a great flight of stairs, and Colorado thin air is very hard to breathe.
So I want to bring this up because Lisa said I was actually going to ask you how you felt about leaving letters for your kids for the future. I think that's awesome.
Amazing, yeah.
I mean, I don't know how old your parents are. I don't even know if your parents, you know, are around or whatever. But
or your kids, if you have kids of your own.
Well, Lisa's got a little kid. She's like kids. Six or something. Yeah. But anyway, I'm just saying that, man, later in life, what an amazing experience for your kid to read a letter that you wrote them back 10 or 15 years ago.
And if you have a little kid right now, if your kids are very young, it might be hard to envision them as adults. Like, oh, they're never going to read this. But trust me, they'll become adults and they'll read them. So write to them now as if they're 25. You'll be happy that you did. All right, guys. Yep. We love you. Have a wonderful week, guys. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We hope you got some great nuggets of wisdom out of that teaching. Thank you for listening to the Healing Journeys Today podcast. And don't forget, you can find us live on Facebook and YouTube 7 days a week. If you would like to donate, please go to www.healingjourneystoday.com. Isaiah 53:5 says, "And by his stripes, we are healed." God bless you.